From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. We're going to continue now with our story about Vioxx and what Merck & Company knew about its safety problems long before the drug was pulled from the market. As we've heard, a safety panel allowed a large Vioxx study to continue in 1999, even though patients were having heart trouble. Experts say conflicts of interest and the involvement of a Merck employee influenced the panel's decision. NPR's Snigdha Prakash continues our report.
The Food and Drug Administration recommends the use of safety panels to keep patients from being harmed in large drug studies, but it doesn't require them, and drug companies are free to run the panels as they like. In 1999, Merck appointed rheumatologist Michael Weinblatt of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston to head the safety panel for the Vioxx study called Vigor. Weinblatt and his wife owned $73,000 of Merck stock. Drummond Rennie is deputy editor of the Journal of the American Medical Association and an expert on conflicts of interest in medicine. He says in his view, Weinblatt couldn't have evaluated the study's safety problems objectively.
That is more than enough money to influence somebody unconsciously and perhaps even consciously. And if you're not independent, you shouldn't be on the DSMB.
We asked Weinblatt about his Merck stock. He declined to speak with us, but gave us a written statement, read here by an actor.
At all times, I exercised my independent medical judgment on the issues presented to the board, uninfluenced by any other considerations or interests. I also believe I complied to the best of my ability with all applicable regulations and standards regarding financial disclosures and conflicts.
David Bjorkman, now dean of the University of Utah School of Medicine, also served on the five-member safety panel. In a written statement to NPR, Bjorkman backed up Weinblatt's assertion. Bjorkman also told NPR he didn't own any Merck stock. He added that he didn't advise or speak for Merck while he was on the safety panel or in the following year. But Merck documents obtained by NPR show that Bjorkman did consult for Merck in that period. When asked for clarification, Bjorkman sent this statement. It's read by an actor.
Your recent inquiry caused me to go back and review my records, something I had not previously done. In reviewing my records for 1999, I discovered that I participated in the Merck Speakers Bureau and gave presentations in the summer of 1999 that I did not recall at the time of my prior email.
Experts NPR consulted say the safety panel's capacity to protect patients in the study was compromised not just by these financial conflicts of interest, but by the presence of a Merck employee. The employee attended all the panel's meetings, including its private deliberations. The safety panel told NPR that her role was limited to analyzing the study's results. But clinical trial expert Kurt Furberg of Wake Forest University says having a company employee in the room in any capacity would make it harder for the panel to act on problems it might see.
If you have a Merck employee on a DSMB, some members may feel inhibited in expressing their inner views, concerns, and so on, because that information could be communicated to the company.
And then, experts say, the company may be unwilling to give research grants in the future to members who express their reservations openly. Lawyer Jim Fitzpatrick represents Merck in lawsuits brought by former Vioxx users. He says the presence of the Merck employee didn't stifle the panel's discussions.
These are some respected doctors and scientists that are on this board, and I'm confident that they're capable of exercising their medical judgment in an independent manner, whether or not there is a statistician from Merck who is providing them with the data.
At its meeting in December 1999, when the safety panel decided the heart problems weren't serious enough to stop the study, it also said that the problems merited analysis. The panel asked Merck to do that as soon as possible. Merck sent back word that it wanted to wait. When the safety panel's chairman, Michael Weinblatt, insisted, Merck proposed a plan. The company would analyze heart problems it was told about by a cutoff date, 1 month before the study ended. Weinblatt agreed. As a result, three of the 20 heart attacks among Vioxx patients weren't included when Merck wrote up the study in the New England Journal of Medicine, and Vioxx looked safer than it really was. Soon after agreeing to Merck's plan, Weinblatt signed a new consulting contract to sit on a Merck advisory board. Merck agreed to pay him $5,000 a day for 12 days over a two-year period. Weinblatt received an initial check for $15,000 a few weeks later. In a written statement to NPR, Michael Weinblatt defended the consulting contract and his work on the DSMB. His words are read by an actor.
I deeply resent the suggestion that there was any conflict of interest between my brief service on the advisory board and my work as chair of the Vigor DSMB. The DSMB had completed its task.
The safety panel's formal meetings were done, but the study wasn't. Some patients were still taking their drugs when Weinblatt signed the new contract. Kurt Furberg of Wake Forest says the consulting deal calls into further question Weinblatt's independence from Merck.
I mean, you can see it as a payback for being a loyal, supportive investigator. It just looks bad.
Drummond Rennie of the Journal of the American Medical Association agrees.
And it looks as though the DSMB could not have been reliable. And certainly as a patient myself, I would not have trusted it, and I would have objected profoundly to these arrangements.
Kurt Furberg says it wasn't just patients in this study that suffered.
If the trial had been stopped on the recommendation by an independent DSMB, the world would have been alerted to a problem much, much sooner, and we may have taken action at an earlier stage.
The experts NPR consulted say if the safety panel had stopped the Vigor study early, Vioxx wouldn't have become as popular, as profitable, or as dangerous as it became. Research published in the medical journal Lancet estimates that between 1999 and 2004, when Vioxx was withdrawn from the market, 88,000 Americans had heart attacks from taking the drug, and 38,000 of them died. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.
You can learn about Vioxx's health risks at npr.org. There you'll also find a timeline tracing the drug's demise.